I said, Kyle left us a script, didn't he, Tim?
Oh, shh, you weren't supposed to say that. Now I've got to edit it out.
Yada, yada, yada.
You much watch Seinfeld like I do. We got another little note here. Happy 2 years from Damon, so I appreciate that as well. So, I know we're talking about being in 95-degree weather and whatnot, so it's not really related to rain and getting wet in your airstream, but I think Colin would like to talk about finding leaks. You got a new system there at GSM Vehicles that helps find leaks in trailers?
Well, it's not really a new system. I think it's been around for quite a while. So we've had it now for, I guess, 6 months or so. And we find it's been very helpful. I know there's been some chat lately about it on the forums as well, and one gentleman wasn't too enthused, but bottom line is I think any kind of system that can find leaks that you can't find visually has got to help. Basically what this thing is, it's called a SealTech 430R is the name that's written on the side. Basically, it's a large squirrel cage fan with a sits on the floor of the trailer, and it has about a 12-inch diameter duct that goes up, and it connects onto one of the ceiling vents. And you open up the vent, you remove the screen, you put some clamps out top to hold this duct to the ceiling, and you turn it on, and it brings in a large volume of air, and it pressurizes the inside of the trailer. Very slight pressure, doesn't do any damage or anything. And then you go around the outside with a squirt bottles of sort of soapy solution, and you watch to see where bubbles are popping out. And I'm sure it's not the perfect solution, and probably the perfect solution doesn't exist, barring dipping the complete trailer in a lake or something and watching where bubbles come out. But anyway, it does teach you some very interesting things on where leaks can come from and develop and which ones really make a difference and which ones aren't as big a deal.
So it works by putting this contraption inside, and it creates an air pressure on the inside the trailer, and then you go around the outside and spray with soapy water and look for bubbles?
Yeah, it's basically a constant pressure, a positive pressure inside the trailer pressing out. Now, obviously, the door gaskets leak and some of the window gaskets leak because the seals typically were designed to keep water out, not to keep air in. But, you know, it's strange. I mean, the windows do leak a little bit, and you know that going into it. And you can check the window seals quite easily by, seeing if they're cracked, et cetera, whether they're actually meeting the edge. But it's really the seams and the rivets and around hatches, tail lights, vent lids on the roof, plumbing stacks, antennas where they go through,
air conditioning
vents. Air conditioners, yeah, all of these things. It's really surprising what you can see. We had one client that said that their trailer didn't leak, and I explained to him that they all leak, and he says, "Okay, well, we'll go for this thing now." And anyway, we did it. This is a 61 Bambi, and we put the machine in.
Little short trailer.
Yeah, a 16-footer. Anyway, we started spraying the soap on it, and as you find a leak, typically we would take a grease pencil and just mark it, so after when it's all dried off and washed off, you can fill all these little gaps, etc., with Vulcum or, remove the lights, remove vent lids or something and reconstruct it in a better fashion. Anyway, we started going over this trailer with the grease pencil, finding leaks here and there, and suddenly, we noticed that there was just lots of them. And we started really looking at it. So, it's really not worth wasting a whole grease pencil here because every seam on both end caps were leaking like a sieve. And he had a bunch of other leaks.